Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. And as you can tell, got a little bit of a raspy voice. Sorry about that. But maybe it'll get a little bit better as we go through the day. It doesn't hurt. That's the good news. Alexandra Levitt is back. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. We're glad to have her back on the show. She's internationally recognized thought leader and futurist on helping companies put their best foot forward in the digital age. And she's the author of a new book called Humanity Works, Emerging Technology and People for the Workforce of the Future. And we're going to talk about that very thing. And Alexander, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's so great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Congratulations on your book. The thing that is becoming clear now, I think, I think most people aren't going to argue with this now. The future is not going to be the future workplace, the future economy is not going to be a place where there are no jobs for humans. There are going to be plenty of jobs. I think there's going to be plenty of employment, maybe good employment, but it's going to be different employment than what we've had in the last, certainly the last century, largely the last couple of generations. And that's what's kind of shaking people up right now, isn't it?
Yeah, Jim, that is absolutely right. I think what we see right now is a lot of hand-wringing around automation, about the fact that machines are going to take over the world and that humans are going to be sitting around like that movie WALL-E, where everyone just kind of sits down and it's lazy and doesn't do anything. And people ask me, am I concerned about this? And similar to what you are saying, this is actually not my big concern. My big concern is, are we going to be able to adapt to a world where the jobs will be different? There will be job categories that don't exist yet that people are going to have to train in. So that means that the days of getting a single degree are going to be over. You might get a degree, but then you might have to go back and reskill, upskill. Maybe your company will help you, or maybe you'll have to take it upon yourself. But people have to be in this mode of continuous learning. Also, there will be a lot of people who don't work this typical 9-to-6, Monday through Friday job. Many more people than do today will be contract workers or freelancers, mm-hmm. where their schedules will be managed by themselves. And I think there's a lot of people out there who aren't used to this model. And it's just like there are people, and we see them all the time, people who don't really fit into the traditional corporate model. I think there's going to be just as many of those people who don't fit into the model of being a self-made individual.
Right.
And people are going to be thrust into that situation.
So what we've got here, it seems to me, Alexander, is we've got two... We got problems on the poles. Let's call it the poles. One pole are the people who pay for the work, and the other pole are the people who do the work. And on the pay for pole, we got corporate America and our government that basically have demonstrated almost zero leadership in preparing the our students, our young people, and the older folks for the jobs of the future. That's one on one side. I think that's the lack of leadership and the lack of vision and the lack of execution in that area, in my opinion, is horrible. On the other pole, we've got people, and you were saying this a minute ago, people who are going to need to take those jobs. Some people might call it the gig economy, but they still haven't learned how to do that work as an independent contractor. They still think of themselves as an employee, and they don't know how to operate in that mode, meaning, what to charge for their services. They still think that they're charging for wages, and they've got to realize if they're going to work independently, they got to charge it for a product, not for wages. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, no, that's right, and that's just one example of the way that people have not been trained and they're not cut out for this type of situation. I mean, you and I, we talk to people all the time that are starting their own businesses, that are running their own businesses. It takes a certain type of resilience, a certain type of strength to be able to handle the risk, to handle all the administration and the management that goes with having your own gig or your own career that you are completely in charge of. And I think people are just not used to this model, and not everyone's going to like it, and it's going to take a long time and an upward climb for a lot of people. And there's just many, many skills that people are going to have to master that they might never have had to have being traditional employees in a traditional corporate environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one thing where I'm really focused on, and that's why I love shows like this, because I think you're really educating people on the skills that they're actually going to need to have, not just small business owners today, everyone is going to need.
Don't the people who are going to be independent, the people who you talk to, the people you work with, if you're going to be independent, you can't think of yourself, you don't really need to think of yourself as a freelancer. You really need to think of yourself as a small business owner who offers a product to customers, don't you?
That's right. And that product has to be, and the thing that's even more difficult about this, Jim, is that the product has to be continuously refined. You have to always be looking at the market and saying, what's the next thing? Because you might have a product and service that works, and then somebody else meets the need better, or the need goes
right
away. We are going to see a lot of things be affected by automation. It doesn't mean you have to be unemployed, but it does mean you're going to have to change what you do and change
right
what your focus is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough, and it's going to have to happen rapidly.
Well, when you're making yourself available, when you're offering a product as a gigger or as an independent contractor, you have to realize your product is not only what you know how to do, but it's also the availability of your time and your intention for that customer. And that's all part of the product, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and it's going to be the human touch behind all of this is going to become even more important, because that's going to be the value. In Humanity Works, we talk all the time about these human skills that are going to set us apart from what machines will eventually be capable of doing.
Right.
And so we're going to see the rise of things like craftsmanship, where, oh, no, I want to know that a human was involved in the production of this. I feel like this is an ethical issue.
Right.
Examples. Or
I want to talk about the ethical part of that this after we get back after the break, folks. As you know, that's something that I'm interested in. We're going to come right back with our good friend Alexandra Levitt. Her book is called Humanity Works. It's outstanding, too, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.